So now we come to the third point in the fourth chapter of Bodhicayavatara, the chapter on carefulness or the heedfulness. Here we're talking about how important it is to be careful, considering the kleshas, the negative emotions that we need to free ourselves from. Now this has three kind of sections, three points. The first is how negative or how much problem the kleshas or the negative emotions are. Secondly, that we need to go through lots of difficulties, that we need to be patient in working on the ways to free ourselves from these kleshas. And thirdly, how to free ourselves from these kleshas, the ways and means on how to deal with the kleshas. So these three points, so we first go through the first one, which is to try to reflect on the shortcomings or the faults or the problems of the negative emotions. And that is from stanza number 28 to stanza number 35. I'm not sure whether we'll be able to go through the whole section this time, in this section, but let us see. The first it says, in 28, anger, lust, these enemies of mine are limbless and devoid of faculties. They have no bravery, no cleverness. How then have they reduced me to such slavery? Now the kleshas are like anger. I always talk about a group of emotions which is kind of included in the group of anger, like anger, hatred, feeling hurt, you know, revenge, rage, you know, all sort of there's lots of things around that, this anger. When one is overpowered by anger, then of course it's not it's a disturbed state of mind, it's a painful state of mind, it's not a happy situation. But also, out of anger and hatred, we create lots of harm to others. We create situations or actions and that will bring, harm and lots of difficulties or problems to others and to ourselves as well. So this is anger. And the same way is the lust, you know, lust is lots of big group there, lust, greed, too much clinging, attachment, things like that. And these kind of, you know, anger, lust, ignorance, jealousy and arrogance, and this kind of what we call the kleshas, these are enemies of mine. We usually don't see that as enemies, but they are enemies because as long as they are, you know, overpowering me, then it's keeping me in suffering, in pain, in problems, creating problems for me and creating problems for others. But when you look at them, they are limbless. They don't have heads or, you know, legs or hands or, you know, very fearful kind of mouths or teeth or, you know, like fangs or things like that. And they don't have, you know, like faculties of eyes or ears or hands or, you know, wings or things like that. And they have no bravery, and they're not kind of courageous. They have no brave and courageous and diligence, because all these are very much in the nature of laziness. When a klesha arises, there is no courage. There is always some kind of laziness or some kind of, devoid of courage. Something that I submit, I allow myself to be carried away. So therefore, there's no bravery, no cleverness. There's no cleverness because if you have cleverness, if you are intelligent, if you think properly, you can reflect on what is the right thing to do, what is the thing that is really useful and not, and what is really benefiting yourself and others or not, then you wouldn't be under the influence of those negative emotions. So therefore, there is always the kleshas are always together with ignorance. So therefore, there is no cleverness. How then have they reduced me to such slavery? So therefore, you know, how come that I am always like a slave of this kleshas and negative emotions? They should not be. I should not be the slave of these negative emotions or kleshas. It should not be like that. But I am. Then he says, on 28, they dwell within my mind, and at their pleasure injure me. All this I suffer meekly, unresenting. Thus, my abject patience all displaced. So when I have to know this, I have to know this, these negative emotions or kleshas are harmful to me, because it enslaves me, and it enslaves me not to do something, not to bring happiness or joy or something really beneficial to me in the long run, or well-being, but it always brings something not nice. It brings destruction, brings pain, brings sorrow, brings a disturbance of my mind, no peace. And so therefore, and also lots of problems and difficulties to others. So therefore, I should not take it as something really, helping me. But they dwell within my mind. They are within my mind. They reside in my mind. They are within me, within my mind, and they always injure me, and at their pleasure injure me. They kind of easily and without any problems and without any difficulties, they just do lots of injuries and harm to me. And what I do, all this I suffer meekly, unresenting. I've been suffering from this the negative effect or slavery of the kleshas not only the whole of this life, but all lives before that, since immemorable time. And if I don't do anything now about it, I will suffer continuously in the future also. And I do it, I take it very meekly, I take it without any, you know, resistance. I take it without revolting against it. How can that be? There must be something totally wrong with me when I really understand this. There's something that is inside my mind that, that is not even so powerful, that doesn't even, is not very clever and brave and things like that. And that is kind of entered into my mind, and then it continuously injure me, and I just suffer it, and I don't even complain. I suffer meekly, and I don't even repent or resent it. I don't even, you know, protest. I don't do anything. I don't say anything. I just, you know, kind of willingly suffer this big, big problem all the time. And this must be something totally wrong, you know. That's my abject patience, all displaced. So this patient that in me, against or for, my patience for my kleshas is a totally displaced patience. I should not be patient. I should be patient for something that is useful, and that is, you know, that I should be patient about. But I should not be patient for some things. You know, if somebody is enslaving me and take charge of me and does all bad things to me and bring continuously suffering and pain and sorrow and disturbance and, you know, all these negative things to me, and also make me do lots of negative things and harm and, you know, create destructions and problems for others, which will create a negative karma for me, so that I will also suffer long term. How can I be? How can I be so meek and unresenting for that? I must stand up against it. I must have the courage to, stand up against it and do something. I cannot just continuously, submit myself and surrender myself to this, to this kind of harmful lord. If all the gods and demigods besides together came against me as my foes, they would be powerless to throw me down to files of hell of unrelenting pain. Now we can, you know, look at it in another way. How kind of harmful these kleshas, the negative emotions, are. For instance, even if all the gods and demigods, or, you know, not only gods and demigods, but all the men and animal and everybody in the world came together against me, and they want to harm me, they become my enemy or my foe, what can they do? The most they can do is kill me, you know, torture me in this life and kill me. And after I die, they cannot do anything more. They can inflict injuries to my body. They can torture me as long as I live in this life. And then, you know, they can kill me. However, whoever, even if all the, you know, people in the world becomes my foe, my enemy, what can they do? You know, they can kill me. They can hurt me, my body, till death, and they cannot do anything more. But they cannot throw me into the hell. They cannot throw me. They have no power to throw me down into the hell. The hell that will, give me unrelenting pain. But these negative emotions can. If I am totally overpowered by hatred, by greed, by negativity, very, very strong negativity, then, I can create a situation for myself that there will be, unbearable pain for myself, unbearable negativity. So therefore, only my own negative emotions, my own kleshas, can throw me into the hell. Nobody else can. So therefore, these negative emotions in me are so negatively powerful. And yet the mighty fang of my afflictions flings me in an instant headlong down to where the mighty lord of mountains would be burned, its very ashes all consumed. Now this is exactly what is already said. All the people, all the gods and demigods and everybody in the universe coming together as my enemy cannot throw me into the hell, but my afflictions, my negative emotions, my kleshas, they can do it. As I said before, I can create my own hell. I can create my own hell. So therefore, these negative emotions are more stronger, more harmful, more negative enemies to me than all other enemies put together. Then even all the whole world come together as my enemy. O my enemy, afflictive passion, endless and beginningless companion, no other enemy indeed is able to endure so long. So this enemy, my own, kleshas, afflictive emotions or passion, this is something which has been with me all the time. That's why I am in samsara. That's why I suffered so much. That's why I didn't attain enlightenment. That's why I am still, suffering from the pangs of the samsara. And if I don't do something now, it will keep on, ruling me as long as I free myself from it. There's no end. And so therefore, no other me, no other enemy is as permanently inflicting pain and problem as this afflictive emotion. So I have to see how negative, how heinous, how injuring, how grieve this enemy of afflictive emotions is to me. That's the 32. So I think I will stop here. That's from 28 32, stanza number 28 to stanza number 32. So I think I will leave here. Thank you very much.